Also at that news conference earlier, the president was asked about greenhouse gases and auto emissions. An Environmental Protection Agency ruling yesterday blocked California from moving ahead with its own laws to curb greenhouse gases.
The EPA's ruling came on the same day the president signed a new energy bill that forces car makers to make their vehicles more gas efficient. Those measures are known as CAFE standards. The president praised EPA Administrator Stephen Johnson's decision.
Director Johnson made a decision based upon the fact that we passed a piece of legislation that enables us to have a national strategy, which is the increase in CAFE standards to 35 miles by 2020 and a substantial increase of alternative fuels, 36 billion gallons, by 2022.
California wanted to raise these CAFE standards to 36 miles a gallon in a little more than a year, and 16 other states were set to follow California's lead. But as Tamara Keith reports from member station KQED, the legal fight is only getting started.
Sometimes it's hard to keep track of all the lawsuits and judicial decisions. Just last week, a federal judge in Fresno wrote in a ruling that it would be the very definition of folly to prevent California from regulating greenhouse gas emissions. That meant the only thing preventing the state from moving ahead with its tough tailpipe controls was a simple waiver from the EPA. California actually sued last month to force the agency to hurry up and make its decision. Fred Krupp, president of the group Environmental Defense, says similar waivers have been granted dozens of times before.
Every single time, every single head of EPA has always said yes.
That streak ended yesterday when EPA Administrator Stephen Johnson called Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and told him the state hadn't met the conditions needed for a waiver.
Therefore, EPA will be denying his state's request of a waiver.
Johnson said federal regulations are the best way to control greenhouse gas emissions. He pointed to the new fuel economy standards for vehicles in the energy bill signed yesterday by President Bush. It would require cars and trucks get an average of 35 miles per gallon by the year 2020.
The Bush administration is moving forward with a clear national solution, not a confusing patchwork of state rules, to reduce America's climate footprint from vehicles.
This whole issue about a patchwork of programs is just nonsense.
Mary Nichols heads the California Air Resources Board.
There are only two standards for vehicles in the United States. There's the California standard and there's the federal standard. And we now have 17 states that have opted into the California standard for greenhouse gas emissions.
Nichols says California's emissions reductions are tougher and would go into effect more quickly than the feds starting next year. Now those stringent standards are on hold, something Peter Welch, president of the California Motor Car Dealers Association, says is good for consumers.
We didn't want to be one of the few states in the country that would be limited in the product that we would be able to offer consumers.
But California wasn't going to be alone, says Fred Krupp from Environmental Defense.
Half the country, half the population was perched to go forward with these stricter rules. Until the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, of all things, just eviscerated their ability to go forward.
California, for one, isn't taking no for an answer. A spokesman for the governor says the state will be wasting no time in filing its appeal. Schwarzenegger himself anticipated the prospect at a press conference last month.
See, sue again and sue again and sue again until we get it. We're gonna win on the end because, remember, we always have. And I think it is nothing unusual to ask for.
And the Golden State does have a lot at stake. Scientists believe climate change threatens its already scarce water supply and picture-perfect coastline. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.